On this episode of Keeping It Real, happy motivational Monday, my little crystals. It's a great day to be alive. We are walking, we are talking, we are breathing. And if you're lucky enough, you have hot water. Monday is all about the motivation, baby. And today is a great day. I had an awesome live. It's starting to warm up in Connecticut, which I'm loving the sun. Me and Winnie have been going for our walks. And it's just a beautiful day to be alive. If you are listening today, thank you for being here. TE would not be where I am today without my TLCs. So shout out to you. And let's get into motivating ourselves. And for those that are in a low right now, I'm going to pick it up for you so that you can grab onto that hope yourself. And for those that are already vibrating in a high, welcome. Let's get this day rolling. You can tell more about a person by what they say about others than by what others say about them, which couldn't be more true. How are you talking to your peers, your fellow relationships that are around you? Do you see yourself always talking bad or negatively about situations that could be people, places, things, including even self? I want to challenge you to really take the next 24 hours to really refrain from saying anything negative about yourself, anyone, or anything. The difference between the right word and the almost right word is the difference between lightning and the lightning bug. That's from Mark Twain, and it couldn't be more true. How we approach things makes all the difference. There's no such thing as a good or bad. There's only a negative. There's only a negative and a positive. And it's what we do with the negative and positive that matters. As a human, you are a body of light, which means you have the birthright to vibrate at any given frequency that you want. And guess what? Everything is a frequency between being in a survival mode. That could be grief, sadness, depression, jealousy, anger. The list goes on. Or you can even channel and get into a frequency of elevated, which would be the joy, the enlightenment, the love, body, mind, and soul. How are you speaking to yourself? How are you speaking about others? An original person always will say, let's find a way. And if you think of like the copycats, yeah, there you go, the tongue twister. The copycats are always going to say there is no way. An original creator connected to their source power, knowing that they are everything and anything. The universe is literally, you are the universe. Inside of you, you're a little body of a mini universe. They say there should be a better way to do it. A copy will always say there is no way, it's already done. No, we are constantly growing. We are constantly expanding. We're constantly learning new effective ways and then applying them. Guess what? What happened or worked for us yesterday might not work for us today. And that's okay. There are a million ways to one solution. Instead of using words like if only, try really substituting them with next time. Don't ask if it doesn't work. Ask instead, what if it does? What if it does work? Yeah! Ignorance is always eager to speak. And ignorance is not bliss. Honestly, ignorance is ignorance. The best time to hold your tongue is when you feel you must say something. You'll never be hurt by anything you didn't say. Silence is the ultimate weapon of power. Do you have peace within? When you hear outside information or there's things happening in the external, do you allow it to rock your peace? Do you give it away? Do you give your power away to the outside? Because you don't need to. When I think of being in our silence, that's when we can connect to not only our inner system, but to the cosmos, God, source, our angels, our guides. It's one of the hardest arguments to dispute, especially when you show up in just vibration. No words,
just vibration. Never judge a person's horsepower by their exhaust. Some people actually speak from experience, while others from experience don't speak. And that speaks volumes. I think even for myself, I love to connect. I love to do one-on-ones, but it gets to a point where how much healing can I do if the person in itself has not experienced it? For the longest time, I had a God complex where I thought what worked for me was going to work for everybody else, but that's not the case. Everybody is on their own mission, on their own journey, has their own perceived truth. It's more understanding your own experience that you want to live to then create it for yourself. And that's why I love doing ECF. ECF, energy connection to frequency, allows me to help my clients connect to the cosmos, their guides, their angels, and then to work with their higher selves, their body love, their mind love, their spirit of love, to get clarity on what they should be doing for themselves when it comes to their mission. There's no big purpose for us all. The purpose for us all is to be the love that we are, not by accomplishing things or getting a new talent. It's really by being present and being the body of love that you were born to be. Take a tip from nature. Your ears aren't made to shut, but your mouth is. When you think of even arguments flaring up, you really want to take a second and make sure that you're not emotionally reacting, that you are in your silence so that you can be at your peace while then approaching the situation. Sometimes you have to be quiet to be heard. It's when the fish opens his mouth that he gets caught. Your words are a reflection of your destiny. The way that you speak to yourself internally, the way that you speak outwardly to the public, to friends, to family, that is going to push you into the direction of what you've been putting and casting on to yourself. Why not cast love? Why not cast hope? Your words reflect your fate. I kind of think like you in life, we are either justified by them or you become condemned by them. But at the end of the day, you need to understand ultimately you're in the power of choice in making your destiny come a reality. Speak it into existence. Even if you don't feel it right now, put out those thoughts of what you do want, what you do desire. The universe is here for us all. God provides for us all. What he does for them, he does for you. And I don't want to turn anybody off by saying God. God to me is like the biggest battery, the biggest frequency that's hold us all into this big boat that we're all in. When I think of God, I think of almost like the radio and we're the stations. And everybody's at a different station, but we're all in the radio. It's one big, big battery. So that's what I mean by God. The universe is here for us all. It works. Universal law works and cannot be broken for us all. Hence, we are born with the birthright of being abundant. We are born with the birthright of caring and loving and nurturing not only ourselves, but the community. At the end of the day, all we have is ourselves and each other. Where are you putting your time? Where are you putting your love? That's what matters. Doesn't matter about yesterday or tomorrow. Right now, you can pick it back up by really being intentional with your energy. Aha, I love you guys. That was my little sermon today. I hope you enjoyed it. I love hearing from you all. If you comment down a thought, or if you even want to click the link to send a voice memo of a situation that you're going through, I would love to discuss it on the podcast to see what energetically comes up. And if any spirits want to share a message to help you get through. When in doubt, don't forget to crystal it out. Make it a great day.